And this is Tess Farber talking to us about traveling. Good morning, Tess. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Av? I hope you're keeping warm.
I am keeping warm. I am happy. I am elated. It is a Friday. We are getting the rain. Of course, we are cognizant of the fact that with the rains coming down hard, there are families that will be displaced. And we feel for those families. But we are also celebrating the coming rains because we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where we don't have water once again. Hey, you're listening at home. This is Tess Farber, a principal travel consultant and director and founder of Travel Bug, who joins you every Friday to talk about all things travel related. Now, the travel and tourism industries will be changed forever by the coronavirus pandemic, with less focus on major tourist destinations. This is according to Airbnb co-founder Brian Chesky. Let's talk about Airbnb, Tess.
Yes, Airbnb, you know, the thing that the company that basically changed travel a couple of years ago. Such a fantastic concept. You know, I thought I would just start with, you know, for the listeners that don't know about Airbnb, basically, Airbnb is a platform where you can book accommodation, but it's not necessarily a hotel room or a guest house. It's somebody that is renting out their home or their apartment, and in some instances, a room in their home, a room in their apartment. You know, you can either click when you do your search, like for entire place or just a room or just an area. You know, some places even offer like a little breakfast with it. But yeah, that is basically the concept, and it's opened up a whole new, you know, revenue stream for so many people. I think so many Cape Townians, me, myself included, you know, if you have an apartment in the city, you put it on Airbnb and you rent it out. And, you know, all different types of people use it, whether it's people traveling for work, coming down to Cape Town from Johannesburg or Durban or from overseas for work, whether it's international travelers, you know, coming to explore our city. Airbnb is for everyone and for any type of, you know, travel situation that you might find yourself in. I mean, we've even had people rent our place when they're busy renting, when they're busy renovating their home, you know. So, of course, it's much more affordable. In some instances, it's more affordable than hotels. So that is basically the concept of Airbnb, and they have done exceptionally well. And also, beautiful story came from people, you know, they tried it. They tried this concept, like, I think it was like 3 or 4 times before it actually succeeded. And I think the story came from the guy that started it, something about he, you know, he was so desperate for money that he rented out like an area of his apartment and he put a mattress down. And then that's how it started, because he was broke. He had nothing. So also, such a beautiful story always comes from tough times, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. And what are some of the experiences you've seen?
Well, so, I mean, the cool thing now about Airbnb is that you can now not only book accommodation, you can book experiences. And they started this a couple of years ago where basically you can book, you know, whether it's a wine tour. It opened up basically a new door for our tour operators as well. You know, walking tours around the city, et cetera, et cetera, hikes, people taking other people on bike rides, like anything and everything that you can think of that not necessarily a normal tour operator would follow, you know, like a driver around the peninsula. It would be more a case of, you know, I'm going to take you for a hike up Lion's Head, and then I'm going to take you to this fantastic restaurant. So almost experiencing a city with one of the locals. And I think it was doing exceptionally well. But then, of course, Corona hit. So that came to a complete halt. But now the very cool thing is that they're doing is that, you know, every week we've been talking about virtual tours and virtual travel tips. Airbnb have opened up an entire platform for virtual experiences. So you can now log on to Airbnb and you can do an online experience with someone doing wine tasting or teaching you salsa dancing or cooking classes or, you know, talking you through cities, like taking you actually themselves and walking you through a city. So I think it's so fantastic that, you know, they've changed. They've adapted to the situation that we find ourselves in. And you know, we should all go look at these experiences, because these experiences are supporting small businesses from all over the world, and there's quite a few offerings in Cape Town as well. And I think it's fantastic, honestly.
Absolutely fantastic, Tess. We are running out of time, but before we say goodbye to you, I mean, from your past experiences, you've mentioned on that, but there are those that would have had, you know, booked some tickets before the pandemic. I imagine they're still sitting with those. What happens with them now?
Yes. Okay. Well, so for Airbnb specifically, they had a period, they had a grace period between March and April. If you had booked, you would get a full refund. But what they've done now is that if you've booked on Airbnb and you're not able to travel, because of course, if even traveling internationally, you know, the borders are still closed, we would then, what they're offering is they're going to offer you credit on Airbnb. So they're saying, okay, it's fine, you can cancel, you won't lose your money, but the money stays within your Airbnb. You kind of get like an Airbnb voucher, and then you can just use that money again to book later on, which is great, because it means that you're just postponing your travel, you're still going to get to go, and you're not losing anything versus paying, you know, heavy cancellation fees, etc.
Tess, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation this Friday. We look forward to chatting with you again soon. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend and stay warm.
Stay warm. And thanks so much, Abs.
Thank you so very much. That is Tess Farber, Principal Travel Consultant and the founder of Travel Bug.